Chapter number 5, and that is managing food safety and quality. We would be discussing about managing food safety and quality. Introduction on importance and food safety and food hazards. What are the food hazards are involved in the food industry, and food safety management systems, what exactly the systems are there, and waste management and food laws and regulations. Chapter objectives. What are the objectives in this chapter is, we'll recognize the importance of food safety. What food safety is, why it is important in the food industry. We'll recognize the key risks associated with the high risk populations. What are the risk factors are involved with the food safety? And we'll avoid potential hazards to the food safety. There are potential hazards are involved which we can avoid if you learn properly. We'll understand the process of how food becomes unsafe. If the food becoming is unsafe, why exactly it's coming, we will understand it. We'll understand preventive measures keeping food safe. Introduction on importance. Let's discuss about the introduction on importance of the food safety. The providing safe and hygienic food is the prime concern. Providing safe and hygienic food is the prime concern in food and beverage industry. This is the prime concern which is the important for us duty to give the proper manner. Now, many rules and regulations have been laid down by the government. Many rules and regulations laid down by the government towards the food hygienic and food safety, which we need to follow. The same time, maintaining health and sanitation standard processes. This is also a very important aspect for the food and beverage industry. Having clean and sparkling restaurant, clean and sparkling restaurant, and a cleaning process up to the mark. This is also one aspect which we need to learn. Food safety and food hazards. Let's discuss about the food safety and food hazards. What exactly the food safety? A set of standard practices which help to promoting health and hygiene, food handling and consumption. There are few standards are there to take care of the food safety and food hazards. Now, negligence in handling food items may lead to foodborne illnesses also. Negligence in food items can lead to foodborne diseases also. What exactly it is? Negligence is food items. For example, cooked food, if you are unable to serve within 2 hours, and if you are unable to refrigerate also, it may lead to give the foodborne diseases also. This is a negligence. The same time, the food safety includes practices relating to food labeling, food hygiene, food additives and pesticides residue, etc. Safety and hygiene during the transportation, delivery and storage is also very important. Whatever the food items you are receiving, that is also very important in same manner. For example, if you are receiving a frozen items, and the same time you need to receive as a frozen only, and if you are receiving frozen items as a room temperature, and if you are unable to store in a frozen temperature, what exactly will happen is it may get spoiled also. This is also very important aspect for the food safety. 4 C's of food hygienic. Exactly what are the 4 C's? Let's have a look of 4 C's. One is clean. The food items, hands and the knives and the boards before preparation, contamination of the from the people and the other external factor. You need to clean your food and whatever the surroundings and whatever the products you are using, whatever the equipment you are using to prevent the contamination. You need to clean enough all whatever we have spoken. The same time, cross contamination. Separate cooked and raw food specially means, for example, whatever the raw meats are there, you need to separate whenever you are storing. Whatever the cooked product are separately stored, and the same time raw product separately stored. In the raw product, that is known as the raw meats. Now, always cook the food the right temperature. For example, curries, till they separate the oil and have no water. You need to cook in a proper temperature and a proper timing also. The same time, chill or store. Never keep the cooked food in room temperature for more than 2 hours, which I have spoken previously. For example, if you cook the food and if you are unable to store within 2 hours, the food might get spoiled also, and it may lead to foodborne diseases also. So we have discussed about the 4 C's. One is clean, cross contamination, and cook and chill and store. Now let's discuss about the guidelines for the food safety. What are the guidelines are there for the food safety? Now, purchasing quality ingredients, so you need to purchase the quality ingredients. Cleaning of the kitchen and dining area, this is the thorough cleaning has to happen for the kitchen and dining area. Training restaurant personnel in the personal hygiene, this is a very important aspect. You may think everybody knows what is the personal hygiene, but whoever people are working, they might not know what company's expectations are towards that. You need to give proper training. The same time, safe food storage and safe food handling and preparation, whatever we have discussed here, we will be discussing in further slides also. Just have a look, purchasing quality ingredients. So what do you mean that purchasing a quality ingredients? For example, if you are purchasing a meat products, if you are not taking from a well-known vendor, you might get the meats and dead birds also, you might get dead meats also, you might get, it may lead to foodborne diseases. Let's have a look how exactly it works. Canned and packaged should not be beyond the expiry date. There are expiry dates on cans. You need to take care of expiry dates also. Once it's completed its expiry date, you are not supposed to receive the products. And the same time, meat and fish and poultry should be purchased disease free from the reliable sources which we have spoken till right now. Cleaning the kitchen and dining area. Deep cleaning is required for frequently used items, cooking and washing area, avoid the bacteria growth. What exactly will happen is there are few equipments and there are few cooking wares you would be using regularly. So deep cleaning is required for the whatever the equipment you are using to avoid the foodborne diseases. At the same time, the cleaning solution might be effective in killing the harmful germs. This is very important aspect. Whatever the chemicals you are using, whatever the ingredients you are using for the cleaning, it should be branded one to kill the germs. And utensils should be sterilized every once in a while. There should be a process to sterilize your utensils. And the crockery and cutlery should be wiped and clean after washing to prevent germs multiply. What exactly will happen with the crockery and cutlery is once it is washed, it will be wet. Immediately you need to dry it maybe by with air or with the cloth, and you can store. Otherwise, what will happen is wet utensils may multiply harmful bacteria. This is the process of cleaning of kitchen and dining area. Let's see training restaurant personnel in personal hygiene, which we have spoken. You may think your employees might be knowing what exactly is personal knowing, but you assume they know whatever the training you would be giving, it impacts lots of personal hygiene also. Let's have a brief look. They should wash hands regularly, especially before preparing the food, and wear gloves wherever required. Keep the air tight and wear aprons while cooking. This is a very important aspect for the front office as well as the back office also. Now, there are some ways to the safe hygienic waste to food production and service. A swinging door can be easily opened without touching the door. What exactly will happen is whenever employees are moving from restaurant to kitchen area, if you are unable to keep movable door, always what will happen is they keep on touching the knob of the door. It may contaminate your food products also. Now, safe food storage. What exactly the safe food storage is? Storage area should be airy and not damp and prevent contamination. What exactly that storage is, you should be having a labels also, and the right temperature is also there, and the chilled products you need to store in a chilled temperature. Let's have a look how exactly it works. The work area should having sign posted the list safe procedures and storage temperature for all types of foods. There should be very important which we have spoken. There is a room temperature stored item should store in a room temperature. There is a chilled items should be stored at a minus degree temperatures. The dry store room should be well lit dry, which we have spoken now. Food safety handling and preparation. Basic principle for the safe food handling. What are the principles of safe food handling? The first is cleanliness and hygiene of food handlers. This is very important because the basic principle of the safety is the cleanliness. The cleanliness and disinfection of the preparation area of utensils. Every work area must be equipped with a suitable hand washing station. What exactly will happen is whenever the cooking process happens, whenever the restaurant service happens, there should be one wash basin has to be there where your employees can go and they can wash their hands. Now, setting aside separate preparations area for utensils of each type of ingredients also, there should be a storage has to be there to keep ingredients and to keeping utensils also. Otherwise, what exactly will happen in workstations is everything can be mixed and it may lead to foodborne diseases also. Now, process approach to food preparation. There is a process for the food preparation. What exactly that process? Food safety program are developed by the placing menu items into either no cook, same day service, and a complex preparation process based, which we are discussing further. Mainly, foodborne diseases can be controlled through right time and right temperature. This is very important. What we have discussed before, like once you prepare the food within fraction of 2 hours. It has to go for the refrigerator process. Otherwise, it may lead to cross contamination, also foodborne diseases. Also, this is showing. And microorganisms are present in the most food, but require time and favorable condition to reproduce and become the threat. What exactly will happen is whatever the microorganisms are present, but if you are able to store in a proper manner, it will not multiply. To minimize the risk of the foodborne illness, ensure that all food handling is done for the least time in the danger zone. There is a danger zone always, what we have spoken, what once preparation food is there, whatever the time you are keeping outside, this is known as danger zone. Without keeping in a danger zone, proper temperature you need to maintain. The lesser time you are spending in a danger zone, the lesser foodborne diseases will occur. Now, process approach to food preparation, non-cooked foods, same-day service food, and complex preparation foods. Let's have a scene of exactly it looks. Now, no-cooked food is solid greens, sandwiches, fish and sushi, and sliced cheese, salad dressing. This is no-cooked food. These are no-cooked food, raw material used in this. Same-day service food, hamburgers, pizza, freshly cooked green vegetables. This is a same-day service. Once you prepare, the customer will have. You cannot store the product. At the same time, complex preparation, it may extended and you can store it also, like soups, gravies, and roasted dishes and sauces. Employee hazards and hygiene. Food should not be touched with the bare hands and food safe gloves should be used. What exactly will happen is if your employees have any diseases, any infections, if they are touching with the bare hands, it may cross-contaminate your food products. Now, practice of proper hand washing procedure by the employees before preparation, which we have spoken before. Whatever workstation they are working, maybe the back of the house, maybe the front of the house, they should be having a wash basin where they can wash your hands thoroughly. Now, prevent cross contamination by keeping ready to eat food, sanitizing food contact surfaces apart from raw animal foods and dirty. You need to sanitize whatever the tables are using, we need to sanitize it with the sanitizer products. No. Employee hazards and hygiene. Serving, no food should be handled with the bare hand, which we have discussed now. And glasses, cutlery, crockery should be thoroughly cleaned before serving. Whatever the crockery, cutlery, glassware we are using, it should be cleaned properly. It should be wiped properly. Otherwise, the wet glassware, wet crockery, and wet cutlery, it can multiply your bacteria count also. The food should be covered with the surface kept in the hot boxes while serving in a room or a poolside. Whenever you are serving in a poolside, it should be covered, because in an open area, any kind of hazards can enter your food items and it may lead to your foodborne diseases. Now, restaurant and kitchen inspection has to be done. The county agents conduct mandatory health inspections. The health inspection is conducted by local health inspector as per FDA regulations. Health inspector inspects how a restaurant store handles the, prepares the food. This has to be happened thoroughly in internal management as well. We are not supposed to depend on government agencies, those who are inspecting our food safety rules. The same time, internal management also has to do the same audits. Now let's see hazards and waste disposable. What exactly the hazards and what is the process for the waste disposal? Let's discuss before that hazards. What are the hazards? The F&B personnel should know the basic of hazards and food poisoning and allergies. There are hazards that can create a food poisoning and at the same time allergies also. Let's discuss further about the hazards. Now, the staff should know specific germs that cause food poisoning and which food they commonly contaminated. And staff should know which food can be contaminated very thoroughly. They should be aware of that. And waste disposal of organic and other food critical to keep food and beverage safe. And waste should not be come in contact with the food directly or indirectly. Whatever the waste system we are using, it should not be contactable to food whatever we are using. Now, sanitary requirement for the establishment. There is a sanitary requirement for the establishment. What exactly sanitary requirement we required? Just to have a brief look. All food services permit shall be located in a sanitary place, clean, adequately lighted and ventilated and maintained overall hygiene. Whatever the service premises we are using, it should be clean and neat. It should be lighting also. At the same time, windows, doors and other openings shall be fitted with the net or screen. This is very important. You are not supposed to be served in open windows because there are hazards can contaminate your food. At the same time, the water is used in the manufacturing shall be portable. Equipment and machinery that permitted easily cleaning shall be chosen. This is a very important factor. Whatever the equipment we are using, it should be clean enough. Now, premises to have efficient drainage system and adequate provision for the disposal and refuse, you should have a proper drainage system because whatever the wastage water is coming out, it has to move out from your organization. Let's see what exactly the food hazards and what are the food hazards can enter to your food and it create foodborne diseases. There are physical hazards are the extraneous material which may be present in food items being served may cause illness or injury. Non-living things are stones, air, glass, metal. These are the things are known as food hazards. These are known as physical hazards. And there are biological hazards also. Bacterial, viral, microorganisms known as microorganisms, biological hazards. And chemical hazards. Chemical contamination introduced the food chain in the food processing cycle. This is also can happen because the chemical may interact with the food index. The foodborne diseases. Foodborne disease is one which contracted from eating contaminated food and is in most cases entirely preventable. Sometimes what exactly we talk is foodborne diseases. Most of the cases, whatever the foodborne diseases are coming, it can be preventable if you follow the processes. Some of the causes of the foodborne diseases are Salmonella and E. coli. And caused due to eating undercooked chicken. Sometimes what exactly will happen is undercooked chicken also can spoil our stomach. It also create a foodborne disease. Now, food allergies. Let's talk about the food allergies. This is also one kind of hazard which we have spoken before. What exactly is the group of major allergens causes 90% or more of the food allergies. There are some kind of food. It may create allergies to few of the customers. You should know and what kind of the food may create allergies. Sometimes milk, egg, fish, tree nuts, such as almonds and pecans, walnuts, wheat, peanut. These are the things may create allergies to customer as well. And these customers should be notified about the presence of this food in the menu. Exactly what exactly will happen is these are the ingredients. Sometimes it may not suit to the customer. It may become as an allergy for them. So we need to inform whatever the food we are serving to the customer should be aware what ingredients we are using. And chemical contamination, some utensils may contain toxic metals that contaminate acid food. It can happen. Some utensils also can contaminate our food items. Illness is caused by storing, preparing food in equipment contaminating heavy metals such as lead and copper and zinc. This is also can happen whenever you are storing in a copper or zinc for more time. It also can contaminate our food products. Now, Poor personal hygiene, this is very important aspect and where you can control also. Poor hygiene, chewing and smoking tobacco, chewing betel nut and guns, and touching mouth, tongue, nose and eye, other body of the parts, this also can lead to foodborne diseases. At the same time, spitting, sneezing and coughing, etc. Touching ready to eat food and bare hands, and handling food and money at the same time, this is also very important aspect. Whatever the equipment, if for example, if you take the money also, if you are handling the money, and the same bacteria and microorganisms are there, it can transfer to food. So you are not supposed to handle the food with the bare hands. You are supposed to use the gloves for the same. Now, food safety management system. What is the food safety management system? Let's discuss about the food safety management system. A food safety program is a set of processes, safe and hygienic food at every time. And each and every time you need to follow the food safety processes. And food safety programs make sure that all the employees in the food and beverage department are committed to producing safe and hygienic food. This is a very important aspect. Whatever the staffing we have, they should be undergone training for the same. And the same time, food safety management programs help building the confidence of the employees in the food that they serve is the best standards and safe as a hygienic. Also, whenever our staff is serving, our employees are serving hygienic foods, food safety, they are confident enough to serve the great meal. And many international organizations are involved in setting standard for the food and beverage industry all over the world. Now, food safety management system. What exactly the food safety management system is? The ISO 20,000 international standard specifications are interactive communication, system management, and pre-requisition programs, and HACCP. This is very important. We will be discussing further HACCP also. Now, ISO 22000 for food safety management. ISO 22000 food safety management is a process control system designed to improve quality of the food organization. This is a system where it improves the food quality system. Now, ISO 22000 enables to produce, process and distribute export associated food products, utensils and technical resources of food safety. No, there is some process which we need to follow as a food processing industry. At the same time, it is a focus at the development and implementation and improvement of the food safety management, which we have discussed now, and hazard analysis critical control point system. This is known as HACCP, hazard analysis critical control point system. What are the system we use for the HACCP and why HACCP is essential for the food safety? Let's have a look of that. And it's not a standalone program, and other tools we included are good manufacturing practices also. This is a system where it gives you proper food processing and food safety also. Let's have a look what is the hazard control critical point system. And exactly, HACCP is a preventive system and assured food safety is close to 100%, exactly which we have spoken. And food safety has to be 100% in food industry. It gives you, this system gives you, and food safety 100% in food safety. Now, what is the principles of HACCP system is, one is conduct hazard analysis. You need to conduct in system what exactly hazards are involved in your food industry. Maybe it is a biological, maybe it is a allergical also. The same time, determine critical control points. We need to determine what exactly the critical control points. The same time, establish critical limits. What are their limits for the same? And establish monitoring limits and establish correct actions. If you are able to find that hazards, exactly what are the action points also you need to identify for the same. Now, establish a verification process, and the same time establish effective record keeping procedure also. And the same time, once we find the hazards, and we need to establish effective record keeping procedure also. Now, the wastage management. Waste is a rubbish, trash, garbage and junk which is unwanted and undesired. It may come from your organization. It may come from your organization. In different parts of your organization, exactly the waste, where exactly it comes, let's discuss. The restaurant can be food waste or garbage in the kitchen and a table waste also. But practically in nature, there is no waste, as a dead matter is broken down by microbes in soil, become the food for the next cycle of the production. So waste management is also very important. It may cause your food contamination also.